originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Welcome to Subject to Discussion. Those damn Cylons won't leave me alone, will they, Con? I mean, they won't let me get my... last week they attacked the State of the Union speech, and this week they won't let me get my spiel out.
So the humans remain entertained until the end.
There you go. And anyway, welcome to Subject to Discussion. Now, I got comments last week that was the producer, Con, with making the voices. Actually a sound clip from the old show itself, so it's not some, you know, voice mimicking. Although he is very talented in his own right, you know, eating... McDonald's here earlier, so he could shovel down a quarter pounder with cheese in about 2 minutes. That's a record in my book. But anyway, there you go. And of course, I want to announce or talk about the show's been renewed. Battlestar Galactica. We'll be joined by Alonso Ayerson. I'm getting that name right. I'm going to get killed now. And he plays Sokinus. Hope I got that right too. I don't know his character name. And he'll be on in just a few minutes, and then later we'll be joined by Koenig Rules, who's a big on the news and everything else that's going on. He's a mysterious man. It's all he's known as is Koenig Rules. And, of course, the show is renewed today by Sci-Fi. It was released today on the Sci-Fi Wire. And it says Sci-Fi renews Battlestar Galactica. It has ordered a second season of its hit series, in which has aired 5 episodes of its first season of 13 episodes. Details of the renewal, including which cast members will return, how many episodes will be produced, and when the second season will commence, are still being worked out at press time. Galactica has been a ratings winner for Sci-Fi since its January 14th premiere. The latest, February 4th, You Can't Go Home Again, scored the show's best ratings yet with 3.2 million viewers. And for the show's second season, creator Ron Moore, he told Sci-Fi Wire that he has already been working on as many as 6 new scripts to resolve the multiple cliffhangers that will end season 1. And he said he wanted to delve deeper into the show's religious themes and open up the silent world a bit more in the upcoming season. So, and he's got a blog over on the Sci-Fi channel, sci-fi.com website. And so that's good news. I mean, the show's coming back. I mean, I got the ratings here courtesy of a friend of mine over at NBC Universal. And she sent me this. And the ratings for last Friday's Battlestar Galactica did a 2.5 household rating. And it had 3.2 million viewers, up from 6% from last week. And all the age groups, they're number one in all the age groups, 18 to 49. They're up 16% versus 2 weeks ago. 1.5 million viewers, and the males 25 to 54. So pretty much across the board, the demographics are doing real well for the show. And let me see. It says there, Battlestar Galactica, its best performance to date with You Can't Go Home Again, the second half of a two-parter. The show delivered more than 3.2 million viewers, delivered more viewers than any previous episode, and hit record highs among 18 to 49, everybody said that. And the episode also set Sci-Fi Channel records for 25 to 54 and 18 to 49-year-olds in the first quarter. So the show is going gangbusters. So anyway, I think we're ready for our guest. Con? Hello. All right. I think you got music for... He's finding something. There you go.
Ancient records to be located somewhere on it. A planet called Earth.
Alonso, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. We're introducing everybody to the old school music, so I hope you don't mind.
No.
I didn't murder your name, did I?
No, not too bad.
Alonzo Oyarzun, right?
Oyarzun, yeah.
I got it right. Here you go. So anyway, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Last week, of course, we had Aaron Douglas on, and you know, we're going through all the cast, and I must say, I mean, you're all doing real well on the show. I say you're all your characters. I mean, you can tell you're all into your roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, in some shows you watch, you kind of, you know, they're going through the motions, but you all seem to be living the characters on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I mean, it just seems like to me. I mean,
no, well, the show's a lot of fun. I mean, I made a lot of good friends on the show, so I mean, mm-hmm. we just really get into it and have fun with it, and we just roll with whatever they throw at us.
Yeah. And now, I've been looking at your bio here. I mean, you've done quite a bit of work. I mean, my God, you're over on Stargate SG-1 back in '97, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then you did Nightman.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was Glenn E. Larson created show too, I believe.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. Oh. And that show went off the air, though. I think Tribune Broadcasting picked it up, and then only lasted, I think, 1 or 2 years after that. Then you're on The Net, correct?
Yep.
And then Da Vinci's Inquest.
Yeah, I've been on that a couple times.
And Mysterious Ways.
Yeah.
Right? So you were quite used to Undercover. I mean, you're all over the place.
And I just finished doing a guest spot on Dead Zone.
Really? Oh, that's with Anthony Michael Hall, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good show. It's on USA. Now, he plays... Is he? No, he's like a
clairvoyant psychic.
There you go.
Show.
Yeah, like that show they had on NBC a couple years ago. What was that? A Profiler? What was it, one of those shows like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
she could see the crimes taking place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you playing that one?
I'm playing. That episode is all about smuggling immigrants into the country.
Really?
Kind of thing. And I'm the leader of this underground smuggling ring, and you know that's where Johnny comes in and you know busts it up, saves the day.
Really? And how long have you been acting?
I've been acting now since I moved to Vancouver in 96. I started working in Stargate was my first job. Mm. That was in 97, 98.
Wow. So you've been, what, this is 2005, so about 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
Very good. Congratulations. And then you did, what else? Taken. You're in Taken, which is a Steven Spielberg miniseries on mm-hmm. Sci-Fi last year, I believe.
Two years ago now.
Yeah, it was like the longest running like sci-fi miniseries in television history, I think. It ran, what, 50 weeks or something?
20 hours, yeah. It was just crazy.
And what else? And then you did Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Yeah, and it was, and man, you've been all over the place. The L Word, you're in The L Word.
Mm-hmm.
And what, Reindeer Games, I mean.
Romeo Must Die, yeah, just all over.
Yeah, wow. Now, what role, I have questions here, what role, I mean, do you like the most? I mean, do you like being on Galactica? I mean, is something, I know they made you cut your hair because you had, in your picture, you got longer hair, but
yeah.
I mean, that was probably a pain in the ass, huh?
It was a pain, but
yeah.
I mean, for the role.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, if they keep me around the second season, I'll be allowed to. Leave it a bit longer.
Now, your character, give me right, they killed you off in the miniseries, correct?
Yeah, they did. I originally did die in the mini halfway through.
Hmm.
But I don't know, for some miraculous reason, they cut that scene, and I ended up staying alive.
Hmm.
So I all of a sudden disappear.
So that's
like 15 minutes into the miniseries.
Yeah, right, because you show up at the beginning. I said you were one of the first people to talk to
Adama. When they introduced the three flight deck.
Exactly. And he goes, you know, with the picture, and, you know, it's the old man and all that, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that had to be cool. You know, your first scene is with Edward James Olmos. I mean, that's got to be incredible. I mean, that guy, he's mine on every, you know, Miami Vice, Stand By Me, and all that. You know.
Blade Runner.
That's true. I saw Blade Runner. That's so many years ago. But I remember from Miami Vice. I mean, he was a lieutenant on there. I mean, he was just, you know, he must be incredible to work with, huh?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah,
and like a prankster, from what I hear.
That's right.
I haven't had any pulled on me, but
really,
what, Douglas tells me he's quite the prankster.
Yeah, that's he was telling us that last week that you know, he seems like he's the jokester. Like every show's got to have that. I remember on Dallas, they said Larry Hagman and Patrick Duffy were the, you know, the pranksters on the show. I guess you need somebody like that to keep it light,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, everybody seems to be so, you know, such a, you know, the show is, you know, about a, you know, the premise is, you know, the destruction of the home worlds, and it's like a depressing premise. I just need some way to break the tension.
Yeah.
You know, and let's see. But and have you had any scenes with Mary McDonnell?
Yeah. No. They usually have us locked up on the flight deck.
Oh.
Well, I haven't had a chance to have anything.
Well, she's been wandering around the ship the last couple of shows, I think. You know, she got lost, I think, once, didn't she?
Yeah.
No. I remember she was on something, and she was saying that set is just, I guess the set for the miniseries is so enormous that she made a turn one day walking around, and she got lost and took her 10 minutes to find out where she was.
Yeah, because they're all sealed off.
Yeah.
Inside, so you can, I mean, before we got oriented in the sets, mm-hmm. I mean, you could get lost in there until you... somebody moved a door from the outside to let you out.
Wow, that'd be that'd be a good practical joke. It is lock you up like
just
a big
lock
maze.
Somebody in.
Yeah, and you go around a maze for 20 minutes. You don't know where you're at. You know. Now you got some scenes coming. Pretty good. Screen time coming up on Friday, right? And Litmus, right? I'm gonna give too much away, but I mean, it's pretty intense what goes on between you and Tyrell and Boomer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now have you gotten a contract for next season yet? Or
no, unfortunately, I'm on the. Nikki and myself are on the bottom rung of the caster totem pole, so they probably won't get to us until we're pretty close to going, if they even want us around for season two.
I'm sure they
will. I haven't heard anything, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the renewal just happened today, so I mean, probably a lot's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Because I remember Aaron said if they do start shooting again, or somebody said they'll start shooting in April, so... You know.
What's the rumor? Is it April or when? Or
I don't know. That's what the scuttlebutt was last week, that they start shooting in April, sometime in April for the new season.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. And then, actually, I got a question from the chat room. So, it says your character's a deckhand mechanic. How did you wind up pulling desk duty during the 33 with Duella?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I originally thought that they were promoting my character just because we lost a bunch of characters in the attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that maybe because we're short in certain areas, they pushed me to another area, like the comms room, for that episode, and then I got put back into the fight. I don't know how that worked out.
Well, it's cool. I mean, there's only so many people on the ship. I mean, it's only natural that,
you're pulling duty on other areas of the ship.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good scene, too. I mean, kind of you got the impression that you feel sorry for, but also you're just doing your job. I mean, you only had a couple words, but still, you all managed to come across like an emotional response to what she's... trying to do,
and everybody's been deprived of sleep for
like
5 days.
Yeah, I mean, that episode itself is incredible. You know, it just did. And then, I don't know if you watched the marathon last night or not, but and a lot of people picked up on your scenes that they really didn't see until, you know, you had one with Apollo coming off the ship after he went looking for Starbuck on the planet.
Right.
And he told me you'll get cleaned up, it'll be ready to go in a few minutes or whatever. I mean, that was pretty good, too. I mean, how do you feel being part of this? I mean, a lot of people ask, how do these actors...
It's great.
Really?
It's a great bunch of people, so it's just so... It's just fun.
Really?
It's fun and just playtime when you come to work, and what you're given, you just go with it and have as much fun as you can while you're there.
Yeah. Now,
it's not much, but I mean, it's just fun being there and being part of the whole,
whole series.
Reinventing of BSG is just great.
Yeah. Now... Did you watch the original show when it was on
there?
Yeah,
I did.
Really?
I did.
Now, what'd you think? I mean, if I ever gotten the script, I'm like, oh no, not this thing. You know, I mean, because it did pretty well in the ratings back in its day, but I mean, it was so expensive. It's got this perception of being a huge flop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, but so when you got the script, you think, oh, Galactica, give me a break. You know, what'd you think?
No, I was excited.
Really?
From the get go.
Wow.
From the get-go, as soon as they mentioned Battlestar, I'm like, they're going to bring it back. And then I got excited. I read through it, and I'm like, this is actually really good.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's revolutionizing everything. I mean, the fans are just all over the show. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, like I said, I've done two shows in a row about Galactica, and just the emails I've gotten, some of it's from the original show's fans, and they're blasting me and everything else. But, I mean, it's just the energy of these fans is incredible.
Cool. Well, I hope they keep watching, because they're going to go for a ride in the next couple episodes, that's for sure.
That's what I understand. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that these next up to the end, to the cliffhanger, it's nonstop. You don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Correct? And then, now, have you done any soap operas or anything?
No, none.
No? All right. Because that was a question I had, and somebody else asked me that, too. And what role? I mean, you look at a role out there, what would you want to play, your perfect role? Like, Aaron Douglas said he'd like to do a military show, like Band of Brothers. I mean, what would you like to do?
Yeah, the military roles are what really grabbed me.
Really?
Yeah, I was really upset that I didn't get Band of Brothers when I read for it.
Oh, really? What role did you read for?
I read for, I can't remember offhand, but he was the Latin guy.
Oh, yeah. Did he last
there
for
were
the
two
whole
brothers,
show?
I believe, that were in the story somewhere.
Yeah. And that was an excellent miniseries. But
yeah, that was a great show.
The problem with that, though, it happened right after September 11th, and a lot of that got, you know, people kind of forgot about that here.
Yeah.
You know, they reran it, I think, a year later. But, I mean, that was incredible, Band of Brothers.
It was a great, great show.
Yeah. I know there's another one that Bochco is making, who did the NYPD Blue. It's called Out There. It's a drama. An hour drama show. It's going to be on FX about the true army, army unit being
the unit.
Over in Iraq.
Is it called The Unit?
Unit? I don't know if it's a unit or like Over There, I think it's called. I think it's Over There, it's called. I don't know, something like that. The name will probably change, but it's on FX. It's going to be on FX in the summer, and it's based on a unit over in Iraq.
Really?
So, yeah, so that sounds like it's a cool concept, you know. As long as they don't bring in Alan Alda to play, do the MASH thing, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's already on West Wing, but how much more, you know. But anyway, but that'd be something you want to do, military shows.
Yeah, like, yeah. Black Hawk Down was another great one.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And that's kind of like Galactica is kind of modeled after it, at least the camera work,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is excellent. And Black Hawk Down, I mean, there's been so many of these military. I mean, do you think like an hour-long military show? Well, Galactica kind of is an military show. I mean, you think
sort of, yeah. Like it's more of a drama. It's a
drama, yeah.
Space drama.
As I said, a lot of people say it's like Dallas, but in space.
In space,
yeah.
Exactly.
And then like a military show probably would do pretty well. I don't know. And now when you're growing up, you know, becoming an actor. What was your first role? Were you in a school play or?
No, I wasn't actually. I moved to Vancouver to do stunts.
Really, you're
originally.
A stuntman.
That was what my main focus was for getting out there to get into the industry. But it's just so hard to break in when you're a new guy and you don't know anyone.
Really.
So I had a couple friends that just. They convinced me to try acting, and I sort of fell into it.
Wow.
And Stargate was actually my first job.
Now, were you in a? I didn't watch all Stargate shows. I'm sorry. I mean,
I haven't even seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, no, I've seen the first couple of the episodes, but I don't know. I just only so many hours in a day. You know. I mean, did you have a scene with Richard Dean Anderson? Do you remember?
No, it was with Chris Judge.
Oh, Teal. Teal? Did that his name? Teal?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, he's one of the big stars of the show.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, and I went out to work with him a couple of years later on another show.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, question. What's your first impression on the set and your first working memory on Galactica?
The actual sets?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, really?
The detail on those sets is just, it's amazing.
Really? And, yeah. I mean, your first experience actually being on the set, was it like, you know, cool? I mean, who'd you bump into first? Was it Olmos or McDonald? Or who, you know, who'd you first meet up with?
Well, what happened with us is that we got... Most of the military cast got rounded up and shipped to a boot camp.
Yeah, Douglas was mentioning that last week. Like, you did, like, 2 hours of hard work, and they trot out the original series first episode. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, when you got to Vancouver to film the show,
film the show?
Yeah.
Other than like, Katie or Jamie?
Oh, anything. I mean, what was your first big experience on the set?
Probably Eddie.
Really?
Eddie, yeah.
Yeah, he seems like he's really imposing. I mean,
yeah.
I'd be scared to death walking in a room with him. You know?
Yeah, but he's a teddy bear. He's great.
That's what everybody's saying. But I mean,
they're like our parents on the show.
Oh, him and Mary McDonald. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be incredible, though. I mean, here is this sci-fi show. I mean, and they get these two legends that come onto it. I mean, it's got to be incredible. I mean, it's got to give you all a big boost.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah. And another question. We got this. And what was your role in The L Word?
The L Word. I was in the pilot. I played a character named Eduardo, who was the store manager.
Store manager? Okay. You weren't a lesbian, were you?
No. Oh,
okay.
No.
Just making sure. That's a lesbian show.
Is there a reason you get Mexican roles?
Yeah. How are the roles for Hispanics and all that? Are you getting, you know?
Actually, the last one I did for Dead Zone was an Hispanic role.
Was or wasn't?
It was?
Yeah.
So it's, you know what, it was kind of a cool experience because I got to speak Spanglish as much as I wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to really to play with the dialogue on that one and just mix everything up. It was really cool.
Now, well, you're rolling in Galactica. It's not, you know, there's no race or anything. None of them are really. I mean, you're just normal people doing the jobs on the show, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, almost. I mean, you know, none of them are really, you know, being stereotyped at all. I don't think. And let me see. I got another question from the chat. Now, who would you work with if you could choose? I mean, any actor out there? Is there an actor, you know, besides Olmos or McDonald? Anybody out there you really want to work with, living, that's alive?
Johnny Depp.
Really?
Johnny Depp or Ed Norton
or
Joaquin Phoenix.
Really? Ed Norton. Ed Norton's going to do a TV series, I thought, coming up. He's appearing somewhere. I forgot where. But Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's in Constantine. That's coming out, I think, what?
I want to see that. That looks really interesting. Is that a sequel to Devil's Advocate?
No, everybody thinks so. It's not. It's a totally different character. Everybody thinks it's a sequel to Devil's Advocate. I hate it. Do you like Devil's Advocate?
I did.
Really? I couldn't follow that movie. No, a lot of people did. He does a lot of good work. I mean, he did, what was that movie he did with Patrick Swayze? He did the Beach Bum movie, whatever that was called. And then he's done a lot of good roles, but, I mean, Johnny Depp is actually a good actor, so 21 Jump Street, you know?
Yeah.
And he did, what's the other one? The Nightmare on 34th Street. He was in that years ago. Mm-hmm. But, and then looking out, I mean, now, if you sign on for the show, like a lot of these series have 5-year contracts. I mean, are you comfortable with playing this role for 5 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, sure.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, Shatner. I mean, he really, he was pretty much, he's known as Kirk now, and
yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's the one issue, right?
Yeah. Because you do the show for 5 years, whatever you do, you'll still be, you'll be
always pictured as the guy.
Yeah, formerly from Galactica. Yeah. I mean, still. I mean, Shatner's going off to do Boston Legal, but, I mean, are you okay with being, known as, how'd you pronounce it? Soconus, is that his name?
Soconus,
okay.
It's Socinus. That's another ongoing joke on the show, actually. Everybody tends to poke fun at that name and call me Soranus or Sopinuts.
Soconuts. That's what I thought it was.
Soconuts or Sassinuts. It changes every time I show up.
Well, I don't think they've ever really said your name on the show, have they?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, really?
They will in the next one, so I'm not sure how they're pronouncing it. I think it's Socinus.
Oh, really? Well, the way he pronounces it, we'll know that's how it's supposed to say it,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, but still, I mean, like, well, a lot of people are saying, oh, there's going to be a spinoff of this show. I mean, like, your character, you're Tyrell's, like, assistant, right?
Yeah.
Now, you could get spun off into your own show. I mean, like we said, LeVar Burton had Colm Meaney playing O'Brien, and they sent him over to Deep Space Nine. I mean, would you want to do a spinoff and get sent off to the other show, or what?
I don't even know. Yeah. I'd have to.
That'd be cool, though.
Think about that if the opportunity ever came up, but yeah. Certainly an option, I guess.
And another question from the chat room. Do you think Edward James Olmos should be nominated for an Emmy for his work on Galactica?
Sure, really? Definitely.
Really? Now, when they do the nominations, I think that's...
When are the Emmys?
The Emmys are already over with, right? We've got the Oscars coming up. The Emmys are already done with. They do the Emmys in the fall. So if he's going to get nominated, it's got to be within the next few months, I would believe. But it's hard for these science fiction shows to win any kind of awards because they don't get any the proper respect. I mean, Lord of the Rings won for Best Picture last year, but pretty much they had to do it because they got overwhelmed.
Someone asked a question.
Oh, go ahead.
What was the auditioning process like?
Oh, here you go.
Did you read with Aaron?
Yeah, who'd you have to read with?
You know what? That's another funny thing because I read with Michael Reimer.
Oh, he's the director, right?
And I didn't hear anything for like 2 months. And I was doing another job on the same lot where they were shooting it, and I had another friend that was walking by, and I asked him, what's going on, what are you reading for? And he said, oh, Socinus for Battlestar. I'm like, really? They're still looking for that guy? Wow, I completely forgot about that character, that job, everything. And like a week, 2 weeks later after that, I got a call, you got the part, you're going to boot camp in 2 days.
Wow. Well, that'd be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was just it was crazy.
Yeah. Now, how was it? You've had a couple scenes with Michael Hogan. How was it working with him? I mean, he's a legend up in Canada.
Michael Hogan's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are saying that. Some people are actually saying they wish he'd take over the lead role. You know, if something happens with Dama or Olmos or something like that, they wish he'd take over. But I mean, he seems like he lives his role too. I mean, he's just you see him and he's intense and.
Michael's great.
Yeah, there's something about him where he's just like, he's a good actor. I mean, where's he been all these years in the United States? I mean, we didn't know him until Galactica, really.
Yeah.
He's
happy. I mean, he's happy. He stays busy up in Canada.
Yeah. And then, let's see, chat room guest one is asking, tell Alonzo that the Chief still has a sore back from carrying him all last year. Stand and walk. Oh, what the? I don't know. But I think somebody's pulling.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm reading these questions. Some of these questions, I don't know. It says, tell Alonzo that the Chief still has a sore back from carrying him all last year. Stand and walk on your own from now on. Who's it? You know who that is?
That's probably one of them. I don't know.
Oh. I don't know. But after you guys done gets on shooting, you guys go out and party or what?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who you usually hang with?
Douglas.
Douglas?
Aaron. Really? Wells Fargo. Me and him have become pretty good friends.
Really? You don't hang out with Mary McDonald or anything like that?
She's had us over.
Really?
One time.
Really? Now, do y'all live in, like, condos or when you're up there, or a trailer? I mean, you got trailers on the set, but...
I live in Vancouver.
Oh, you live up there?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm here. I'm down here in L.A. right now for pilot season.
Really? Any pilots, any good ones coming up that we should hopefully see?
That are coming out or that I've read for?
Yeah.
Anything? There was one for NBC. It was a 70s show, but I from what I've heard, it's been cast. It went to Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, Donnie Wahlberg. Oh, it's what's his name? It's Mark Wahlberg's brother who did the talk show,
yeah.
Right? Oh man, he's done a lot. He's done enough things, hasn't he? That guy. He's got to take a break.
Yeah, actually, Aaron read for that same pilot too.
Wow, it's a 70s show on NBC, huh? Well, I know they have that American Dream.
I thought that was on Fox.
No,
it was a 70s police drama.
Oh,
it was like something to do with a French Connection, sort of like old school police drama.
Wow. Anything else? I mean, any good pilots? Usually we don't see these pilots, but...
Yeah. You know what? I've been here for about a week, over a week, and I haven't really been doing anything yet.
Really?
So I'm starting to climb the walls pretty soon here.
Yeah. Well, hey, LA's a good town to be climbing the walls at, though. You can go out and, you know, get busy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, a question about, how about Tricia Helfer? Do you hang out with her?
Yeah. Well, on set.
Really?
And at the rap party, we had a good chance to, like, hang out and talk. She's such a great, great, great person.
Yeah. Now, she had no acting experience whatsoever, right? And she came out, she was basically a model, and that
was
it,
model.
Right? Wow. I mean, she's had, like, a pivotal role in the show. I mean, it's incredible you can carry someone like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, she's awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
And
I like the guy who plays Baltar, too.
Baltar?
James Callis.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he's good. Now, how do they hide their accents on that show? I mean, he's got an accent. He kind of lets it go. Jamie Bamber knows British.
An accent.
And it slips every once. You can hear him kind of, the words kind of like, you know, twist out of his mouth. But, I mean, it's got to be incredibly hard. Have you ever had to play a role that required you to do, you know, a different language like British or German?
Not anything like that. Just
really?
Spanish, mostly.
Really? Can you carry that off if they ask you to play, when you play a German?
A German?
Yeah.
I'd have to work on that for a while first.
Really? And I'm just going to get a couple minutes left. I want to bring Koenig Rules on, because Koenig is going to give us some dirt on the show. I'm going to talk about the episodes. Like last week, I kind of got nailed for not talking about the episodes very much. But
right.
Before we really go, you got some key scenes Friday on the show. Anything you want to say to the fans before we...
I didn't say to the fans. Just enjoy it. I'm glad that everybody's liking the show, and it's because of them that we're coming back.
Do you have a website or anything? Any official website?
It's being made right now.
Oh, really? All right. Well, you can give it to us and we can pass along or, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. Alonzo, thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Thanks.
Bye.
And it was Alonzo who plays, Soconus, Sosinus. I'm on the sauce. I don't know about you, Con, but anyway. There we go. Silence. No, silence keep interrupting me here.
Extermination.
Oh, they're going to exterminate the show? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take a minute or two break, and then Koenig Rules is going to be calling in, and we'll have him on in just a minute. All right? Stay tuned.
A distant, shining planet. A planet called Earth.
The world in which we live, our daily news.
That's right. And, that's one of our forms on this day.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to change. You don't want to have to use the first one. And every Friday, we've got our world famous test call. They call it as well. So join us every Monday through Friday right here on LVRock.com.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest.
Yeah,
a shining planet known as Earth.
And we're joined by Koenig Rules. You there? Hello. Hello. The wonders of live radio. Koenig? Hello. There you go. Hello. Hello. Oh, Jesus. I don't think this dude knows. Koenig? I think he just doesn't know he's on the show here. Koenig, are you there with us?
Attention. Extermination.
Hello. Well, in this interlude, we have until he comes on. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? Where are we going
to go?
Definitely all the music. We got the guest on. Hold on. Someone with the... Is our on our end or their end?
Attention. It is done.
Koenig? Hello? Oh, I don't think he knows he's on the...
No, I think he's listening to the broadcast.
Oh, there's a delay here. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Koenig, you there?
Yes,
there
I am.
There you go. There you go. Welcome. Sorry for the little delay here.
That's okay. I was listening. It was cool.
The wonders of live radio. Anyway,
can
welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We can hear you just fine.
Good.
Just fine. Anyway, welcome to the program.
Okay.
And we just had Alonzo on, and we're excited to see his scenes tomorrow on the or Friday on the show. Excuse me. And
oh, yeah. He's going to have a big scene.
And
a lot of big scenes.
Yeah, that's why you're here. And
right.
Now, of course, we want to talk about the big news is the show is renewed for its second season, correct?
Right.
And what do you think about that? It's got to be incredible news to the fan base, huh?
Oh, yeah. A couple of my inside sources had indicated the pickup over the past several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew about it, so unofficially I was posting it on all the sites, and mm-hmm. yeah, it's good. There was never a question that
no.
It wouldn't be renewed because Sci-Fi is just they love the show, they love the ratings that it's been getting. It's just there were some issues with NBC perhaps airing it the first time rather than Sci-Fi, so it had to do more with airings itself.
Sure. And well, LaRocque is asking, but is it 13 scripts or is it 6? I know they initially ordered 6 scripts. And
right.
That was
six scripts for season 2.
Exactly.
Season 2 was given the go-ahead. Right now, my sources are saying 13 episodes, but possibly there might be more, like with the Stargates, there are 20 episodes, but at the very least, 13 episodes mm-hmm. with all the principal characters coming back. I know some have been asking already on the sites,
mm-hmm.
Is Edward James Olmos coming back? Oh, yeah.
There have been some rumors about his, you know, possible health problems with him or whatever.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's back. Mary McDonough. I mean, all the principal players and mm-hmm. Hopefully some of the secondary players, too, like... Aaron had gotten a contract option mm-hmm. for 5 years, so you know I'm pretty sure they're going to try to bring back as many as they can.
Oh, I'm sure. Now,
yeah.
You have some information about Dirk Benedict. Now we've been kind of teasing it on the board and everything.
Yeah.
What was your now? He was the board's going nuts saying that he was supposedly up to play Commander Kane, but you got information that was something different. There was actually a script with his name on it, right?
Yes. As Aaron had told you guys last week, a script had been passed to everyone or to most of the guys, the stars, And in that script, it was in the finale, the season finale, Kobo's Last Gleaming, Part 2. There's a scene, and my source had faxed me the page in which Bautar is traveling down this black void, and he meets up with a character called Dirk, and in another place, Dirk Benedict, and he runs into him, and Gaia says, "I don't believe I've had the pleasure of meeting you." And Dirk basically says, "Oh, sorry, where's my manners?" And he holds out his hand and he says, "I'm God."
Oh, wow. So
it was only going to be a cameo type of role, but now whether it was the Cylon God, because in the script they do capitalize the G for God, it didn't seem, though, that as the story progressed, that Dirk had actually been approached by the people. So I think probably the goal was to have him on, but then it just didn't pan out. And, boy, I got a lashing on the boards for because
turns out
this was just a rumor. But
yeah. Turns out thankfully,
Aaron Douglas
you were vindicated.
Confirmed that last week because it was circulated all over all over the set, and that's when my source too told me about it that Dirk is going to be in the finale. So
I would imagine. I remember during the when they're making the script up for the miniseries, they're saying that they had the ideal characters, like the Adama. They want him to be play Edward James Olmos. They had EJO and they had Mary McDonough. Somebody liked them, and they're surprised they got them. For the show, so I mean they would have been. I imagine quite a bit of casting. If he would have been the Cylon God, But anyway, now we got to talk about the episodes a little bit because now last week they did You Can't Go Home Again, which I thought was an excellent show. It was the highest rated show they've had so far.
Right. In fact, in terms of ratings, which is really interesting, just to give you some information there. The first week it had 3.1 million.
Yes.
That was the first two episodes.
Correct. Water and 33.
Bastille Day went down to two. Not down significantly, but it had 2.9 million. I think part of the problem with that was they really didn't advertise that Richard Hatch, the original series actor, would be in it. Now, those who know of the original series and know of Richard Hatch, they could recognize him right away.
Maybe that was Richard Hatch from Survivor.
Maybe
he's going to walk around naked on the set.
That's true. But they didn't really hype that. And I think what Ron Moore and the folks want to do is really make this its own distinct entity. Yes, it still has lifted the basic plot from the old show, but they want it to be distinctly different. So I think that's the reason why they didn't really say the original series actor in this. So.
Yeah, and then last week, so the viewership, actually the ratings stayed the same, but the amount of viewers went up a smidgen.
Right, it was 3.0 million the week before with the act of contrition, and then it went up even higher than the first week, 3.2 million. And I checked with some new sci-fi sources now. They've got some new people there ever since NBC bought them out. They one told me that it's an unqualified hit. Another one told me that they are very pleased with it. They weren't exactly sure how it would do numbers wise, but it's been the jewel in their eye.
What did you think of this last episode? I thought it was excellent. It was a two-parter. They started the show with a Starbuck getting dragged, and everybody thought it was a Cylon dragging her. It really was her parachute getting blown across, on the planet. It looked like Mars. And then, and they went from there. They kept cutting it, and they went up to the ship with Adama and Apollo going to go looking for her and everything. And that was excellent. And then she found the Cylon ship, and then she cut the hole, and it pretty much freaked everybody out that the Cylon, that whatever's in there is half a biological being now in the ship.
A couple things. It seems like there's certainly an organic base to the Cylon technology. It looked like the inside guts of an organism. So it almost, when I was looking at it, reminded me of an alien
Type
of feel to it. It was It was really freaky. But they were consistent with the miniseries in that these are ships that are not really controlled by the Cylon machines. They're sort of drone ships in and of themselves. So you didn't see any Cylons at the controls themselves.
Yeah.
But the ship is almost like a living type of ship.
It's a being, and I
thought that was real cool that she went in there. And
now, how about those scenes with Adama and Ty when he blows off blows his stack, saying, we're not leaving?
I really liked that episode because they've made Ty very vulnerable in the others, sometimes acting very emotional with Starbuck.
Especially when Apollo grabbed him.
In last week's episode, it was cool because he adopted the voice of reason for a change, and Dama seemed to be going completely nuts in that episode, Mary McDonough had to chastise him and
knock some sense into them.
It was really excellent because so many times you wonder about when you have a leader of a ship, what he's got such great command over things. What happens if he becomes a little bit irresponsible? And this ties in with the old show too, because in a lot of episodes in the old show, either Apollo or Starbuck were getting stranded on planets, and they would try to send out a rescue and search operation.
True.
So it was a nice tribute to the old show too, but Adama really flipped out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he considers her family and stuff, and emotions do get the best of you every once in a while. I thought that episode was excellent, and the one before, where they kept cutting in and out of the Viper falling apart and her falling down to the planet.
Right.
I thought that was excellent. Where they paced that. That was Act of Contrition when she and then they kept cutting in and out to the death of Zach and the funeral on Caprica. Right, or is it Caprica or Sagittarius? Where are they from? Caprica, probably, huh?
Right.
And I thought that was amazing. I mean, they dropped in scenes from Starbuck with Zach.
Right.
And I thought that was excellent. And the one, it's like all the shows are tying together because they always start the shows a little rehash of something that ties into the episode you're going to see that night.
Right. You know something about and I also do sort of like best scenes reviews on Galactica Station. That's the website that I'm really investing a lot of my time in. I don't particularly like flashbacks myself, but you really don't know too much about any of these characters before the miniseries.
Correct.
And so I really liked that they explored Starbuck's love interest, Zach, the relationship with the Dama. I mean, all of that was really fleshing out the characters, and that was excellent.
Yeah.
Above all else, I think you can say that Galactica is really character driven first, and then special effects.
Exactly. I've said on the LV Rocks board that Galactica is like a WWE Raw, but for science fiction fans, because the energy and everything from those fans is just incredible.
So many times, I think, in sci-fi shows, and my handle, Koenig Rose, is really a tribute to Commander Koenig from Space 1999.
Oh, there you go. I'm not sure
if you ever saw that
show. No, I didn't see that one.
But sometimes it didn't know what to do. As with many sci-fi shows, should I go for character or should I go for these fantastic special effects?
Yeah.
And I think they've really achieved not only a nice balance with the new show, but if you see the ratings too, it's not just males.
No, it's across the
board. Watching the show, it's females, and I think the real reason for that is, and females have not been a significant group when it comes to sci-fi shows.
No,
it's the characters.
Exactly.
I mean, you are able to relate to them now. Some of the old guard who like the old show sort of see this new show and its new direction is sort of blasphemy. I mean, it's different from the old, but if you treat it as a different product, I think people will accept it more. And I am just amazed that, I mean, I watch it. It's, it, how Sci-Fi has done it, too, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. They start out with a comedic type of show, Stargate SG-1. Mm-hmm. It's played for laughs.
Yeah, well, they go in stages through the Friday night. And
right.
I want to do a
humor at the
station
beginning.
ID. Oh, ID,
then
hold on.
Stargate Atlantis is half humor, half serious. And then by the time you reach Battlestar Galactica, it's all serious. But occasionally there's a little bit of humor. Like if you recall last week, you can't go home again. The one scene with Six in a blue outfit,
yeah.
She steps on Bautar's hand with her high heels.
Correct.
And at one point he's shaking his hand trying to get the blood circulated back in it. And I just laugh at that because when the humor comes, it's sort of unexpected and it really works.
True.
And you can see the care that I can't say too many good things about it. The care that's really been done, that they're first and foremost interested in story and these people.
Yeah.
And then, we throw in from time to time the Cylons, you know, but we won't lose focus of these people and if they are going to survive.
True. Well, Koenig, hold on a minute. Once again, we're joined by Koenig Rules. This is LVRocks.com, subject to discussion. Now, if you're out there, you can go into the chat room for the last few minutes of the show. Go to LVRocks.com and click Cam and Chat. And we just have a few minutes left with Koenig. And then some of the people want to call in. So we'll bring you back in a few weeks. I just want to leave a few minutes for the callers, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now we talk about the latest episode, the one that last week, and then we talk about Act of Contrition, and then the third one was Bastille Day.
Bastille Day.
And that was excellent. It was more of a prison type of episode.
Right.
They're stuck with Richard Hatch and all them.
That's
and
right.
Then the miniseries. And then the premiere was 33 in Water.
33 in Water.
And who would thought they could make a storyline out of water for basically it's been the background, the backbone for the whole series since its premiere, really, because they've been, you know, the Water started the whole thing, really. I mean, they had the 33, and that got the show off to the start, but then Water is kind of carrying through the rest of the episodes.
Right, and this week with Litmus, I mean, you have a Water type of plot again.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean that second plot there, the second story really serves as the basis for a lot of other shows.
And it's just and then the first one was 33. That every 33 minutes that the fleet would jump, and then the Cylons would show up 33 minutes after they would jump.
Right.
Correct. And I thought that was an excellent show. They never did. You know, like Ron Moore said, he did not specifically want to explain why 33 minutes.
That's right.
Callie said.
Thinking is, and I posted this too in several places, it has a machine type of logic to it.
Mm.
That, and not only machine logic or precision to it, but we're not supposed to know everything about the Cylons, and even what Ron Moore has hinted at in season two.
Mm.
We'll get to know more about the Cylons, but he never wants us to know everything about this enemy because, and rightly so, once you figure out who the enemy is, the enemy doesn't seem to be too menacing anymore. So I think part of the way it's working is we really don't know exactly their religion,
mm-hmm.
why they pray to a god or whatever, worship a god. A lot of those questions will probably remain unanswered for at least a couple seasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want everything explained. It's not some homogenized show. I mean, everything's got to be answered. I mean, it's more of a drama, let's say, like
That's
West
right.
Wing or Dallas. And some of the storylines are like threads, as they call them, will be threaded throughout the whole series. The same
That's
thing
right.
with the, what's his name, shows up Friday. Doral shows back up again.
Yes.
And he was in the first and
the miniseries.
And
he was also in one of the episodes, I believe.
I think it was Water.
2 weeks back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's good to leave the thread in these things through the
right.
entire season. And Zarek's going to be back. Richard Hatch is coming back at the end of the season, correct?
He's coming back in episode 11,
wow.
And my understanding is there's a
possibility
that he'll be coming back in season two as well.
All right. And now, any big surprises coming up we should be watching out for? Anything huge?
I think the biggest thing was today when it was finally announced.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people were remarking that, oh, no, they're not going to show a commitment to this series. I mean, it was always... This was not like last year's decision. Are we making a mistake? Do we have the proper financing to do this? Now with NBC overseeing it, they realize that it's a ratings winner. In fact, they're even debating about whether to put it on their fall schedule or in summer. So if anything, we'll probably see even better effects.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Anyway, Koenig, we're going to get going so I can take some calls, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully I'll be back.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, it was Koenig Rules, and if you want to call in, it's toll-free, 1-800-1866-LV-ROCKS. Spell it out for him, Con.
You just did, LV-ROCKS.
No, what's the numbers?
587-6257.
There you go. For us,
587-6257.
There you go. You want to talk
1-866, about not 1-800.
Yeah, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. There you go.
We're not selling anything.
No, we're not selling anything? Okay. Well, we could sell something here. I'm sure some OG banners. And then Las Vegas Locals, it's 702 if you're in the – well, if you're in Las Vegas, you don't need about 702. 383-8120. And so if you want to call and talk about the show, we only have a few minutes left, so give us a jingle. But I think it's good news that the show has been renewed. I mean, it's a hell of a program. I mean, the drama and everything, and having Edward Olmos on it, I mean, it's, you know, stands on itself as something good to watch. I mean, anytime you see something with him in it, watch the program. I mean, Mary McDonnell, I mean, she's never done a series in her life. And as she's doing this, it's got to say something. I mean, this, you know, the cast is pretty well set. And
I'm waiting for a company to come out with a Battlestar Galactica video game.
Oh, well, I'm sure
kinda
that's
like the
coming.
Star Wars, but
I'm sure that's coming. You never know. But and once again, if you want to call in, maybe I made a mistake, and then the guests will just 1-866-LV-ROCKS is the number.
What?
No, nobody ever calls in on my damn show. Anyway. And like I say, the ratings are up.
They're listeners.
I know. And I want to thank, of course, Alonzo for being on to go through. He's got some key scenes coming up. He had some key scenes in the miniseries. He was on with Olmos at the beginning, and he's been threaded in and out of the shows. And granted, like I said, that was the thing I teased. He had a comment with Spock. He was killed on the show, but then the scene was deleted, so he's back to life on the show.
Yeah, the biomechanical whole concept reminds me of Independence Day.
There you go. Well, I mean, especially when Starbuck was like peeling through the body there and looking for the oxygen orifice, and then a lot of people are ripping on her, saying that she know how to fly that fighter within 20 minutes. But I mean, that's time. You don't know how much time passed between when she found that ship before she finally learned how to fly.
I mean, they could sit there an hour and she could be fine.
Exactly.
I mean, you got
to. You
cut
want to sit
the
there for
the
an
BS.
Hour and watch that? I mean, I like seeing Katie Sackhoff any position I could see her in, but I don't know about that. And then they say, oh, she shouldn't have stuck her jacket in the hole to cover up the hole in the ship because it's in space and the oxygen does.
That kind
drain.
Of
that was a little. Yeah, they could have done something more with that.
She could have put a plate or something.
Yeah, like they did in the miniseries. Hilo takes up that thing and plugs the hole in the.
Because the jacket is not going to take away the suction of flying.
Yeah, Jack, we got sucked right out into space, you know.
Exactly.
And then they did the thing with her knee. Now, supposedly they cut a scene out of the show where the doctor, the Colonel Connell is a doctor, Major Connell, and he tells Adama that her knee is so bad that she may not be able to fly again. But they cut that out of the episode, so you don't know where they're going, if she's actually going to be able to fly again or not, because her knee was pretty messed up. And what else happened? And the whole thing with Apollo and his father was pretty cool when he said he wanted.
I'm not buying the whole Galactica has taken over Caprica thing because it's like
Galactica, the Cylons.
Or I mean, the Cylons taken over Caprica.
They took over in the first series too.
I'm not. I just don't get the feel like they've taken over. It's kind of like just deserted.
What do you mean? They walk by that window. What are you talking about?
They
shot up the damn restaurant.
It's like they're there, but they're not. You would think the whole planet would be
obliterated.
Just well, no. Would be infested with them. They'd be all over.
Well,
they
are. That boomer there, she's a Cylon.
Dude, it seems like... No.
Hilo is the only one that's not a Cylon on that planet.
No, it just seems like one passes by like every so often. You'd think they'd pass by more. But you know what? Maybe it's a plan because you see them watching them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Eli is asking about a character in the original show that got killed off. No. Jane Seymour's character was in the original show, and then she lasted until, I think, the third or fourth episode, and they kill her off there. So, but that's after Jane Seymour did East of Eden.
Well, yeah, a couple more minutes.
A couple more minutes. All right.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. 587-6257.
And who suggests I take calls? I think Diggs did. Damn him. Anyway. and then in the one episode before, you watched that one, kind of at the act of contrition, when they interspersed the scenes of the ship falling apart and coming down to the planet. That was pretty cool. You don't know what was going on. And that was actually, that was the scenes from the next episode. They ended it with
that
ending. So, and does that mean the show's over?
Almost.
Oh, okay. And they cut in and out of those scenes, which is unusual for television. They actually put scenes in from the next episode in the current episode. You know what I mean? They flashed in and out of it. And the scenes where they're doing the burial of the soldiers that got killed in the explosion, because that one was a flat top, did 1,000 landings on the ship with the Raptor, and it did the 1,000 celebration when the barrel in the bay and everything, and the missile snapped out of this thing and killed 10 of them. Now that was cool too when he did that. I mean, that missile hit the ground like holy shit, and that thing took off at them.
I'd just like to know when she actually wrote Starbuck under the wings.
She probably did that. Well, I mean, it was edited out probably. Yeah. I mean, we went to watch
did,
tape
what did she
Starbuck
do it with,
on the thing.
What did she use though?
She I'd got like the tape from when the show first started. She was taping up her knee. It was yellow, some kind
of
yellow tape.
Okay,
that she
I'm
used.
Missing,
yeah.
Missing.
And then she did put that on the ship. Well, that was a nice surprise at the end, because I thought, how the hell are they going to know? You know, it's her. And I remember in the original show, they did something with the silent ship going back and forth, and they figured that was SOS or some kind of wagon of wings that the old Starbuck did. But I thought that was cool how she flew actually above Apollo, where he had to look up and see it said Starbuck on the wing, and that's they knew it was him. And then Adama, when he said, blow that ship up. If the ship makes a false one, blow the thing up. So that was I like Olmos. I like Edward Olmos. He does a great job in his show. They all do great jobs, but I mean, he sets the pace for the whole show. I mean, especially when he exploded a tie, it was incredible. But I'm glad the show's coming back. I mean, it's gotten a good reaction, and a good reaction for fans turn out for this. So, I mean, it's always good. I am working on getting Katie Sackhoff on the show. She plays Starbuck. So hopefully, the powers that be have listened to this in the previous two shows and will give me Katie. And I also like to get Michael Hogan on. I think people really like to hear from him. Here's a caller.
Who's that?
There's a caller on the line. The light was blinking. Maybe not. Okay, there you go. Go ahead. LV Rocks.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
You guys on the web.
Oh, hello. Who's this? What's your name?
On the chat room, I'm Little Buck.
Little Buck. Okay, where are you from?
From Camrose, Alberta, Canada.
Wow. International audience here in LV Rocks. Yes, it's about... Now, what do you think of the show?
Oh, I love it.
Really? I mean, this
first
show?
I turned in 3 weeks ago.
Which show? This one or the Galactica?
The Galactica.
Oh, you don't mean my show? Oh, disconnect this call then. No. So what do you think? Are you glad about the renewal?
Very glad.
Really? Now, what's your favorite episode so far?
It's hard to pick a favorite, but I think probably my favorite is Act of Contrition.
Oh, really? That's the last one. Yeah, it was very good. I mean, a lot of action. I mean, a lot of action and drama between the characters. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Bastille Day? It's got so far of the shows that's aired, it's gotten the lowest ratings.
Yeah, it's okay. Mm. I found that there was parts of it that dragged, and my biggest thing is I'm a Katie Sackhoff fan, so that's probably why I like Act of Contrition better. But
really? And we think of her. You like the character she's played? You like her as Starbuck?
Pardon?
You like her as Starbuck?
Yes, I think she does a great job as Starbuck.
Really? And any hopes for next season? We think the character should go next year.
No, I leave it up to the writers. They've done a fantastic job so far.
Really? All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, that's from Canada.
Wow, she had a mouthful.
Yeah, I heard a baby screaming in the background. So when I hear a baby, I leave. Best thing about somebody else's, but people's kids is giving them back to them. You know, it's like I have cousins of it. I'll hold the baby for a few minutes. As soon as that thing starts screaming, back you go to your parent. I want nothing to do with the screaming. Anyway, thank you for joining us for Subject to Discussion. And next week, we'll see what's going to happen next week. And thank you all for listening. Now, go to my blog. It's subject, the number 2, and then discussion.com. It's right off the LVRocks.com website. And you can get a hold of me there. Leave me a message or email me a message. The email is smduwf@yahoo.com. And don't forget, Sob's up next. And then tomorrow morning, it's Daily Noise with you and Diggs, right? And then Friday is Spank Wagon from 6 to 8 on LVRocks.com. So thank you very much. Have a good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
By your command.